This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado's U.S. senators voted for a $95 billion foreign aid package that passed the Senate Tuesday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Senate cut short its recess to pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. Both Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted for the bill. Bennett has been pushing for this aid for months. He says by voting to send desperately needed aid to Ukraine, Congress has fulfilled America's duty to the Western world. It was clear by Tuesday afternoon that there was enough support to pass the bill, with several Republican senators who voted against a similar package in February saying they'd support this one. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State lawmakers are moving to put more money into traffic calming projects to help protect cyclists and pedestrians. One bill would require the Department of Transportation to dedicate funding each year for things like bike lanes, traffic islands, and sidewalk improvements. It's now even cheaper for some Xcel Energy customers to buy an electric vehicle in Colorado. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Utility regulators recently approved a plan from Xcel Energy to encourage EV adoption. It reauthorizes the company's current EV rebates for low-income customers. Those are discounts worth $5,500 for new cars and $3,000 for used cars. But here's the important part. It allows residents to combine the utilities discount with Colorado's EV tax credit. That boosts the total combined benefit to up to $13,000, and that doesn't include other state or federal discount programs. The subtle shift could help make EVs far more accessible to less wealthy drivers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
There's more at CPR.org.